on the 17 around about 1500 hours.
The Liberian Maritime Authority reached up to the High Command of the Armed Forces of Liberia
that a vessel by the name of MV Nico Ivanka was in distress between the location of Little Basso and Marshall City, and they needed the support of the Liberian Coast Guard. Immediately, the Minister of Defense authorized that the LCG should begin an immediate search and rescue operations of this vessel that was in distress. Around 2300 hours, we managed to rescue the first six survivors. And then around 0300 hours in the morning, we also managed to rescue additional five, making it 11 in total survivors.
Major General, how many people altogether would you say were on the vessel?
It is estimated that they had between 21 to 26 persons on board the vessel. But for now, we have so far rescued 11, and the search and rescue operation continues as I speak to you.
Was this vessel a passenger vessel or a cargo vessel?
Well, according to the Maritime Authority, this vessel was a cargo vessel.
So everyone that was on board was part of the crew?
Actually, they had 9 crew members, a Swedish, 2 Chinese, and 6 Liberian. They also had 9 West African Examination Council staffers that were going to Harper to administer the national exam that is scheduled or will begin tomorrow, Monday. And according to our preliminary information, there were some unauthorized people that were not mentioned on the manifest. That is why we are still missing between 15 to 17 persons.
So what is the likelihood that you will be able to find the missing people alive?
Well, again, the preliminary information says that there are some people that took the life vests, and we are hoping what we have also included for our search and rescue is to continue our foot patrol in those fishing villages or towns along the coast. It's possible that some of those people, because of the wave, may have drifted on coast, maybe unconscious, maybe helpless.
Major General, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you too, James.